Divine messengers stream through history, Abraham, Krishna, Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus. And over a century ago, a spiritual teacher known as Baha'u'llah founded the Baha'i Faith in 1863. Baha'u'llah taught that humanity is one family, men and women are equal, prejudice is destructive, and all major religions come from one God. Although practiced around the world by people of all nationalities and cultures, the Baha'i Faith is rooted in Persia, now known as Iran. Amin and Tuba Talebi still identify as Persian. They are Baha'i, born south of Tehran in Isfahan. Amin speaks little English, so Tuba agreed to talk on the record for she and her husband.
It's a long time ago. He is, yes, third generation. And I am the same third generation of Baha'is in Iran. And, you know, lots of Baha'i we had in Iran, lots.
Amin worked as an electrician and Tuba as an administrative assistant for Volkswagen and Esso. But their world collapsed in 1979 when a religious political movement under Ayatollah Khomeini overthrew their country's monarchy and set up an Islamic Republic. Many Baha'is were rounded up, including Tuba and Amin.
My husband, he was 6 months at the present, the same, every night. Okay. We did already some of your friend in hanging, but now it's your turn. What you want to do? He said, okay, I'm a Baha'i too.
Tuba says every night her husband was threatened with being hanged if he did not renounce his religion. An estimated 200 Baha'is were executed. Although sentenced to 15 years, Amin and Tuba Talebi were later released when their prison ran out of space for criminals. The couple fled to Pakistan and 2 years later immigrated to the United States as political refugees. Cameron Talebi, Amin and Tuba's son, provided sanctuary for his parents here in Northwest Arkansas. He and his wife, Perla, operate Green Acres Assisted Living Complexes in Rogers and Holiday Island. Cameron has lived in Northwest Arkansas for 25 years. Even here, he said, he's noticed selective religious intolerance.
Mostly like the Christians who have difficulty with the religion of Islam, and they do not accept Islam, but they are willing to accept Judaism. Is the same process and the same mindset.
Today, seven Baha'i leaders and an unknown number of followers languish in Iranian prisons because they will not renounce their faith. This past June, a global call to action to end human rights abuses in Iran was organized because Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has aggressively prosecuted Baha'is. Cameron Talebi says Baha'is are the largest religious minority in Iran, numbering over 300,000.
This persecution started from the time of Baha'u'llah. He ended up in prison in Iran and then eventually exiled through different countries to then called Palestine. And he passed away in Palestine 140 years ago.
Baha'u'llah died in Akka, Palestine. His shrine is now Baha'i headquarters, the Universal House of Justice, and today it's an Israeli territory. So by extension, Cameron says, Baha'is are considered by the Iranian government to be spies of Israel.
You know, Israel was founded 50, 60 years ago. While Baha'u'llah passed away in prison before the state of Israel was established, as I say, 1892. I don't know what the government of Iran is expecting us to do, move the remains of Baha'u'llah, where the shrines of Baha'is are, out of Israel, because the country of Israel was established years later, you know. The reality is that my dad was in prison and my mom was in prison, and the same charges, that they are spies.
According to the Baha'i International Community website, persecution of Baha'is in Iran has occurred since the religion was founded in 1840, when 20,000 followers were killed, perceived by authorities as heretical to Islam. Iran's constitution upholds freedom of belief, And although Baha'is are allowed to vote, they lack most civil, economic, and social rights. Thousands of Baha'is have had their homes and possessions taken, and students are deprived of their right to higher education. Arkansan Martha Clark has been Baha'i since 1973. She first learned of the religion when she was a college student studying world history.
It just struck me that Baha'u'llah is indeed the manifestation for this day, and I became a Baha'i.
Martha Clark's acutely aware of her co-religionists' plight, so along with the Talabis organized this vigil. 50 Baha'is, among them native Arkansans, Marshallese, Africans, and Iranians, gathered in the Baha'i Hall to sing and pray. There's no clergy. Everyone takes turns, even children, reciting Baha'i scripture. And they sing in both English and Marshallese. Martha Clark says this vigil was organized to raise awareness.
And encouraging not only the Baha'i community, but the greater community at large to write letters to their senators and representatives to continue to ask that a light be shone upon the Iranian government for its human rights violations.
Because religious diversity, being allowed to worship God, is core to the Baha'i faith.
Baha'u'llah says that all of the religions have come from God. That is one of the most interesting things that I found personally of the Baha'i faith is the idea of progressive revelation, that God has throughout the ages sent manifestations to teach humankind what he wants us to be doing. And Baha'u'llah's revelation now is unity, that we are to be as one human family.
And despite being imprisoned for that belief, Persian religious refugee Tuba Talabi holds to it.
Love the people. You should love the people. It doesn't matter what religion they have, what color they are, what country from, you know? That God is love, and you have to love all people. That's why we believe as the Baha'i, one God and one faith. They come different ages. That's all.
Abdul Baha, son of Baha'i founder, Baha'u'llah, described his father's vision of his homeland that, quote, Iran shall become a focal center of divine splendors. Her darksome soils will become luminous, and her land will shine resplendent, end quote. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.